nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Welcome to Nationwide on Radio Miraya. With me, Gabriel Shadar. And with the tension in the eastern parts of Upper Nile, the recent crisis in Tambora and Yambio, western Bahr Ghazal, and the incessant intercommunal conflicts fed by revenge attacks, cattle raids, and road ambushes, the role of traditional authorities seems to be facing challenges and has become complicated. The question is, how can traditional authorities play a positive role in making peace amid political instability that is blamed mainly on a power struggle between the elite, that is in South Sudan? And to find answers to this question, I have Mr. Achil Malit Bangol, a researcher in peace advocacy and strategic studies, with me in the studio. Welcome, Mr. Achil Malit Bangol, on Radio Miraya.
Shukran, Ustaz Joseph Sadar. وشكراً للمستمعين.
نعم.
السلام عليكم.
الناس بيعرفوا جدا زول بتاع كرة سلة ورياضي، لكن ما بيعرفوا جدا زول عندك باع طويل في العمل الإنساني وعندك باع طويل في العمل السياسي، وانت انضميت لحركة التحرير في 1985 وقضيت يعني شبابك في حركة التحرير لحد ما توليت يعني مناصب كثيرة، وانت هسه في مجلس إدارة البنك المركزي، وطبعا ده مؤهلاتك اللي ودتك هناك. لكن برضو نحن بنستضيفك الليلة عشان انت باحث في الموضوع اللي احنا بنتكلم فيه. So let us please have just a briefing about your research house that you are doing now as civil society or research activist.
شكرا جوزيف شدار لتقديمك الشيق. أول حاجة منظمة المركز بتاع Policy Advocacy and Strategic Studies is a loose forum among like-minded ناس عندهم أفكار متقاربة مع بعض وناس عندهم جاهزة يناقشوا مع أي جهة فكرية. فهو بالنسبة لنا بمسكنا بيناتنا التلفونات والمناقشات على الواتساب. شكرا.
نعم. Now we all know that political tension is mounting and some military actions are taking place in the wake of the Nasir incident and the overrunning of the army base there. Was there any way of averting such a crisis؟ يعني الحقيقة الحاصلة في التطورات في البلد ده، هل كان في طريقة إنه الناس ممكن تتجنب الحاجة دي؟
في طرق كثير. شكرا، سؤال تمام. في طرق كثير. أنا أنت لما قريت الناراتيف إنه السلطات التقليدية بالنسبة لنا في جنوب السودان بواجه تحديات، هي أساسا ما بواجه تحديات، بواجه عدم الاهتمام به وبواجه عدم الاعتراف به من قبل المجتمع العالمي. الناس اللي بيعملوا فاسيليتيشن، اللي بيعملوا الحوار بين
ميدياتورز
المدياتس هما أحملوا دور المجتمع بتاع جنوب السودان و كفوا بس إنه يناقش بين الطرفين المتحاربين وبعدين النشطاء والكنيسة أو ما يقال إنه الكنيسة والمسجد، لكن إنه الأديان التقليدية وهي الأقوى. حتى زملاء بتاعنا اللي بيقول هم الناس بتاع الكنيسة ولا الناس بتاع المسجد، ما في زول فيم يقدر يقعد ويقول انه النهج الديني التقليدي في افريقيا ما النهج بيعترف بالله، ولا العلاقه بين الفيث الايمان بالله والايمان بالرسل والايمان بالقصص، حتى القصص التجديدين بتاعنا الايمان قوي جدا. انا ممكن اقول لك
هل ده بينعكس انه التراديشنال اوثورتيز ديل عندهم قوه ممكن يخلق توازن وده يعني يهملوهم واهمالهم ده اثر في العمليه كلها؟
ايوه، مش يخلق توازن انما يزيل المشاكل. اول حاجه زي فكره الطاقه النوويه، انت كمهندس فكره الطاقه النوويه ده تحرك بتاع نيوك ده تحرك بتاع من
الالكترونز،
الالكترونز من السخن للبارد. يعني بتسخن طرف واحد والطرف الثاني يكون بارد، الالكترونز بيتحرك، هي نفس هي طبيعه كده. فالفريكشن في جوبا لانه اساس الاتفاقيه المنشط حاسة سنه 2018، هي اتفاقيه مبنيه على على على, على عنصر انه يكون في عنصر عسكري، والطرفين الاسبيلم في حكومه واقف على انه يستغل قوة العسكر، والاسبيلم ايو برضو بيعتمد على قوة العسكر وليس بوبولار اجندا. التنافس الحزبي ما في محل تشيله برا، لكن انت لو الاصعب طبعا ده لما يكون هل عندك اجندا اللي بيجيب ناس اكروس سوشيال كالتشرال بوليتيكال، هل في اجنده عشان يكون في سوينج فوترز؟ لكن لو تخليته للعساكر، عساكر اول حاجه بيعمل لك موبلايزيشن على اساس انه في تحدي على حياه بتاعك، ما على افكارك بس، في تحدي لحياه بتاعك وايدنتيتي بتاعك، والناس ديل جايين يقتلوك وانت كده بتجيف معهم مورالي خايف انه هيجي يقتلوك، ولو انت واقف خايف انه هيجي يقتلوك طبعا انت هتشيل السلاح وتدافع عن نفسك. فده في اهمال كبير من المجتمع الدولي، في احتمال كبير من الاحزاب، لان الاحزاب ما يهتموا بالمجتمع. الاحزاب ذاته غير مهتمين بالمجتمع، الاحزاب بيرجعوا للسلاح. الليله ما في، انا انت ما سميت اي حزب من الاحزاب القاعدين بتاع السجنتريس الاتفاقيه سنه 2011، ما في حزب عنده مانيفستو من سنه 2018. مانيفستو عشان ينفذ، مانيفستو عشان هو كيف ينفذ ينفذ الاتفاقيه ذاته.
Achil Manis is saying, for those who don't know Arabic, is saying that one of the problems with the peace agreement that was signed, revitalized in 2018, is that the sidelining the traditional authorities,
neglecting
it, especially by the mediators,
and undermining
them, and also the political parties themselves, they resort to power. To military options,
yes,
and disregard the citizens, the authorities, traditional authorities, and they rely on power at the expense of a popular agenda, and the intimidation and the fears are being fed to the people, and saying that you are targeted, you are under threat, and all this. So.
The other thing is that there is a clear mental laziness that actually the two major signatories, SPLM-IO, SPLM in government, they have been empowered. They have been empowered by Itfagia. في انسنتيف ودلهم وبعدين الانسنتيف ده جاء برضو انه they have been empowered، لان الدوله بتاع جنوب السودان غايب، الدوله سياده الدوله غايب. طبعا نظريا كده بتربط انه اي زول ماسك هم الممضين على الاتفاقيه هم الدوله, وده يا غلط. هم ما الدوله وهم ما هم احزاب ومفروض يتعاملوا كاحزاب. فكون انهم اول حاجه
يعني كلامك
يو اندرماين the authority of the state and then you empower the competing political parties so they abandon the political competition and they opt for military options because the military options is much greater for them because there is no state. So actually South Sudan is being stifled to die. وبعدين المجتمع الإنسان الجنوبي ما جايبين أنت لازم بيعترف بك إلا تكون civil society, بيعترف بك إلا تكون بتاع كنيسة, بيعترف بك إلا تكون بتاع IO ولا بتاع. لكن لو أنت تقول أنت من 73 قوميات بتاع جنوب السودان تتكلم على أساس أنت كقومي, ما في زر بديك معنا. المجتمع المدني ما فاضي بك ولا هم زاد فاضين بك.
السؤال اللي بيطرح نفسه يعني هسه الكلام اللي انت قلته ده معناته انه الحزب الماسك ماسك الحكومه
ما الدوله,
يعني ما هو الدوله مشكله
الحكومه زاد ما الدوله
اي نعم ما الدوله يعني يعني المؤسسيه بتاعت الدوله انه حسب كلامك اذا انا فسرت كلامك صح انه اذا في حزب او حزبين او ثلاثه
ما يسيطر على الدولة.
ايوه يعني ممكن ما يحركوا الدولة شمال ويمين حسب دايرينه مش
لا ما ممكن
يعني معناته في طرف غايب الطرف الغايب ده شنو؟
في اطراف غايب طرفين الدولة بتاع جنوب السودان ما في, وبعدين المجتمع بتاع جنوب السودان ما عنده دور. وانت تقعد تخلي السخانة ده يمشي, السخانة ده ما لازم التيار يمشي.
Achille Malit, yani, let me ask this question also. Why is chapter 2 on the security arrangements? They have agreed on many things in detail. But why is the implementation challenging?
Because it is based on competition. And they have a chance to compete and they have been empowered. Because they are the only one recognized. Why is all it? Kalam nadi jirulo. I'm just gula bara bara bara. Okay, kalam bara bara. It's not possible. It's not possible. Al mujtama bta jinub Sudan. Most mujtama al madani. Al mujtama al ijtimai bta jinub Sudan. Who al granta? Ma foreign forces. Al granta. لهي اتفاقية انه لو المجتمع بيقعد مع بعض وبيتكلموا مع بعض وبيتفاهموا مع بعض ويفرقوا بين مشاكل بيناتهم وبين زول يشجعوا مع انه يقتلوا بعض ويشيلوا حاجات من بعض. الليلة اللي بيعمل كتر ريدينج دمونه على عساكر قدام عساكر المايندهم معايا لا دي العساكر المايندهم معايا كويس. ده عسكري المايند الضبط ربط, ده عسكري ماشي قاعد في زمن طويل في منطقة معين, بعدين بكون عنده فريكشن مع المواطنين. بعد كده كان حتى التنقلات لازم يكون سنتين ثلاثة أربعة كده, حتى التنقلات في قضاء, التنقلات في الموظفين, التنقلات في أي حاجة. ليه ما يكون في عساكر؟ في تلاعب على البلد,
التنافس, الروح بتاع التنافس,
التنافس
الرايفلري مش كده يعني الاتفاقيه
العدواني التنافس العدواني. ما تنافس شريف, ما تنافس عشان انه ما في زول بيعترف بمواطن جنوب السودان. انا وانت نشاخل واي زول فينا منتصر يمشي يحكم الجنوبيين, يعني الجنوبيين ما عندهم راي. يبقى وده اتفاقيه نظموا كده, نظموا لنا كده وجابوا لنا كده. بعدين جابوا فكره بتاع جيشين, جابوا من سي بي اي, ونينا خطينا جيشين في سي بي اي يوم داك عشان الدفاع عن رفرندم. فبقى هذا النمط معقول يكون في دوله في ثلاث دول, الدوله اليون ما داري, الانترناشونال كوميونيتي ما داري يكون قوي, وفي دوله ان ذا اي او, وفي دوله ان في اس بي ال ام ان ذا جوفرمنت. ده كلام ده كيف ما في دولة. هل ده اعتراف بالحكومة ولا اعتراف بالدولة؟ لو اعتراف بالدولة لازم ان احنا نحاسب. المحاسب ما قضية بتاع فوزز ما بيجيب نتيجة. المحاسبة رئيس البلد و اوبوزيشن تاو يحاسبوا انت ليه ما سمحت المواطنين يناقشوا مع بعض؟ انت خليت الجيش بتاعك يتحرك كده ليه؟ وانت خليت ويحاسبوا محاسبه يحاسبوا المجتمع ويحاسبوا المجتمع المدني مجتمع بتاع جنوب السودان المجتمع الثقافي والمجتمع الاقليمي والمجتمع العالمي محاسبه.
Listeners, Radio Miraya, this is me, Gabriel Shadar, with a nationwide program. With me in the studio is a researcher for peace advocacy and strategic studies, Achille Marit Bangul, and we are discussing how the traditional authorities and the people of South Sudan can really have a leverage on the political dissemination in the country amid the tension that is building up. And he has been saying, telling us here in Arabic mostly, that the disregard for the people in the country is what that has led to this crisis.
The people institutions.
And also in institutions also, because the political parties have assumed the role of the state, which they are not the state. There should be just people in government, but not the state.
Political parties, yes. We recognize them as political parties, mm-hmm. and they have a chance, you know, they have to come up with their popular agenda.
Yeah. And if there is kind of any kind of irregularities or tensions,
they should be made accountable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And accountability.
It is the people who
make
you
them
said
accountable.
Something important that it is the guarantors are not.
Not the international committee.
It is the people.
Give the traditional authority leaders a space. Give them the space. They will be the guarantors. Give them the chance to talk nationally. Give them the chance to talk regionally, give them the chance to talk community to community, and you will not see spiritual leaders, African traditional spiritual leaders, and African traditional customary leaders, give them the authority, they will tell their sons and daughters to sit at home.
Okay.
But then social media.
Yes.
Social media. Which
we will come to social media. Sorry for that. Achille, what can you learn, Otkar, what can we learn from previous interventions by traditional leaders or even veterans when it comes to the crises that have happened in this country in the past?
Sure. The famous one is Wounded. And by the way, Wounded, when it happened, there were no peace agreement.
You can mention the year and the context of Wounded for those who don't know.
Okay, Wounded was an initiative that the New Sudan Council of Churches, led by Dr. Harun Roon, Awud Deng Achuil, late Tilar, and many other colleagues, opted for allowing the communities to come together. It happened in early on. I made it possible for Gadang of Western Nuer to meet with Ajingdit, late Ajingdit, in a way, and this was reported in all Council of Churches newsletter, how the two spiritual leaders sent their envoys and how the army, by then some of leaders now in SPLM and some who are now in this negotiation in Nairobi, Stephen Boy was there. He came from part of faction of Riek and met in Twitch with the faction of John Garang, led by Salfa Motok, and the soldiers they could not fight because the spiritual leaders are talking and the traditional authorities are talking. They could not disrupt. When this thing was reported, so New Sudan Council of Churches speak it, they asked me, they invited me and they asked me, and I told them, they say we can do something bigger. And so they organized Wunlit. So Wunlit was organized, and the two leaders, by Commander Salva Kiir, Commander Riek Machar, endorsed because they don't have a chance. Example, look what happened during Western Equatoria, the Arrow Boys. When the king voice was heard in Western Equatoria, it went down. The same thing in Chololand. When the king of Cholo came here, so you saw what the celebration they did in Juba here. Mm. Those people whom we were seeing with Lawa in the field, kneeling and greeting the king of Cholo, are soldiers, officers, professors, students, intellectuals. Because we trust in our culture, in our beliefs, in our norms, in our practice of handling life. It's not being cowed. The customary state is not about military power.
But now with this, I go back to social media, because this is where the tension is being built up.
Yes.
And reference is ignoring even political parties.
Yes.
And people are going straight to attack other ethnicities, other communities, and all these, forgetting completely about the state, about the political parties, about even the principles in the agreement. And all these people, they have their own leaders, right? Before the political parties come in, there were people. Before SPLM came in, there were people. Before yes. IO came in, there were people.
And one day these parties
or these people will not be there,
but the people will be there. Remain there.
Yeah. What can you say at this juncture?
You have mentioned many things, but mainly let me talk about social media. Social media has its rules. And it is supposed, any hate speech could be controlled, could be deleted. If it is not being deleted, the service providers should be held responsible. Yes, it could pop up, but immediately it pop up, it could be deleted, and the person could be denied access.
Mm.
But if it is allowed like this, so you have anarchist people who are enjoying this, and you have sadists in the society, people who don't care. People who don't care about what is happening. So this is one thing. So social media is something left to destroy the society of South Sudan. The mediation is done halfway, and it is destroying the state of South Sudan, destroying the South Sudan customary state, is destroying, and it is undermining the evolution of the statutory state, the state of a law.
Mm.
you get the international community talking about 2026 election, and they are not talking about the constitution. Can you have ballot box and bullet box for people to choose, and then you think they will not choose bullet box? This is not possible. It's amazing.
Mm.
Sometimes, when I reflect on these things, these things are not happening by chance. No, it is a design. The South Sudan society is being destroyed. The South Sudan state is being the evolution of South Sudan state is being suppressed, because there is no way somebody could talk of two generals going for having bullet, carrying their bullet box, and you tell them choose the ballot box. Well, this is a joke.
Quite a strong statement there, Achille, and of course, now let us go to the point, which before we go to the listeners.
Yes.
What role should traditional authorities play now?
Please, it is never too late. It is never too late. Just bring National Council of Traditional Authority Leaders. It is not the creation, it is written in the law. National Council of Traditional Tata Leaders is written in the law, Article 1886-87. And it is also written in the revitalized peace agreement, they are mentioning traditional Tata leaders. So it is true, the revitalized peace agreement is seven chapters. Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and Chapter 3 is all about the warring parties. Chapter 4 is about economics. Chapter 5 is reconciliation. Are we going to wait until there is no competition among political parties for South Sudanese to reconcile? You have JAMEC, you have all other monitoring entities which are monitoring the friction between the warring parties, and there is no facilitation, and they are being facilitated here and there, and there is no facilitation among the communities to reconcile. Is this serious? Mm-hmm. We are leaving them to be a toy in the hand of politicians who are sharing a table in Juba and inciting wars in the village.
This is not so. You are saying give chance to communities to reconcile?
Yes, shift the support to the communities to reconcile. Political parties, allow political parties to compete, but not to compete with guns. They should compete with the agenda. Tell them he or she who is using an army is not recognized here on this table, and will take measures against any person using an army in politics. The stability in South Sudan, the state cannot be brought up by military, because the same South Sudanese people defeated the colonizers with bows and arrows and sticks. Today, the same societies are having the same guns and much organized even than the army. And the army being named after factions, after political parties. Where in the world? Where in the world? Article 151 of the Constitution Transitional Constitution does not allow a political party to have an army. And we have CNC and chairman, CNC and chairman. Where is this? Come on. This is a joke.
Thank you, Chil Malid Van Gold. And now we will give chance to the listeners to get engaged. The SMS line is 09121-77141. The SMS line again is 09121-77141. And the other lines are 09120678-79 and 09120679-29 and 09120681-01. And we'll be having listeners engaging with the guest.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Yes, and we will have the listeners online here. Hello? Yes, welcome. Marhabek.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening. Who's calling?
Yeah, I'm speaking with Luka Ngor again from the Beldenga.
Luka Ngor, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate Honorable Ashir for his very kind words that he compassionated for us. I really appreciate him. But I have only one question. Mm-hmm. Those of authority, they have to follow those people who misuse the Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I don't know for them, last time when they banned Facebook for 30 months, I mean 30 days for only 1 month, there is a little word I even recognize from it. They told us that we can ban Facebook for only 1 month. And we have right also to sort out those people who misuse Facebook. Mm. Where is that statement right now? Where is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, this is what I want to know.
Okay. Thank you. And I should say that Ashwil is not representing the government. Hello?
Gabriel Chadar.
Yes, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
His name is Tom Collins from Longor Kachikunda County.
Come again?
His name is Tom Collins from Longor.
Your line is breaking. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I was saying... My question to them is just like this.
Yes? The line has dropped. You can send an SMS if we don't get you clearly. Sorry for that. We lost the line there. You can still call us on the numbers and I will pick you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Marhaba, Gabriel Shadar.
Ahlan wa sahlan.
Mark Pujran from Malagala.
Marhaba.
أنا سلمت على غازل في سيديو.
الله يسلمك. ألو؟ الخط الثاني قطع من ملكال. ألو؟
ألو.
أهلا وسهلا.
سامعني؟
أيوه أنا سامعك، مين معنا؟ مشكلة في الخطوط أنا ما أعرف أنا أصلا شنو ألو؟
Hello, yes, good evening, Gabriel Shadar.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Tango Juliet from Malakal.
Welcome.
Yeah, I have two questions to Ashwin. Yeah, because he said that he's a researcher. My first question is that what prevents the current transitional government of national unity to use CMA approach? CMA, during the struggle, used to stand for civil military authority to build confident between the military, the authority, and the community, rather than seeing the SSPDF as Dinka Army, as PLAIO, as Nuer Army. That's one question. Number two, do the current government officials, including the top leaders in this country, know that they are driving their legitimacy from the RRCs? Should the RRCs fail? Doesn't know. I think they should know that when the RRCs fail, even their legitimacy has also failed. And there's no way that we can recognize them as a government because we did not vote for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tango Juliet from Malakal. Hello. Welcome.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
Good evening to Honorable.
Yes.
This is Nico from Northern Barkazal.
Yes, welcome, Tol.
Yeah, I appreciate the topic that you brought up and I appreciate Honorable for the coming in this field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, South Sudan here, we don't know how we can respect our government. We don't know to use what the government can say. And the government cannot respect the, what the Shab Tajinub is there. We have a problem with Facebook, الفيك العمر كثير يجيب الآخر يجيب شنو في الفيسبوك ده يا طريقة عشان يكون يعني الناس يعني يكون في الذات في السوشيال ميديا ده يكون الاحترام الحكومة بتاع الاحترام بتاع السوشيال ميديا ده واحد. نمرة اثنين لازم يكون الحكومة كان عامل المشكلة عشان يكون الفيسبوك ده عشان عجاد القاعدة الفيسبوك ده في استريكشن لو في استريكشن عشان انت داير عشان تأبتا الصف لازم يكون يعني الناس بتاع انترنت ده بقول لك جيب الارقام بتاع الجنسية لانو الناس كتير من الجنسية وفيسبوك ده شوفك بساعد ليل قاعد في الفيسبوك وما بعرف الطريقة بعمل الفيسبوك بقول شنو يعني بقول الكلمة قاعد في راسه وبعدين الكلمة قاعد في ناس ده في المدامة ما ممكن عشان يكون بودي في المدامة وما بيجيب ناس في السلام ما بيجيب اليونيتي هل الناس دي السلوكين البدي يعتطريقة عشان يكون الشعب بتاع جنوبي شعب واحد وشعب جنوبي البشيله المعلومة الطريقة الرسمي ما بيشير معلومة كافي يعني المعلومة كافي ده يهو بيجيب السبب ده في الناس بتشيل أبقار في الولايات وفينات بتشيل
زمن زمن شوية نعم
نزل نزل بام حاجة البشيل الأبوار البشيل الجنا من الولاية تاني ويلا ألامني الكون يعني عامني بتاع جنوب يكون 200 عشان يكون عامني يكون سالة بالظلم 200 شكرا
شكرا طول فوق من نورثن بارك غزال. أنا عندي مجموعة من الرسائل هنا في SMS بيقول ده من مانيول موين from Toyn. He said let our listeners, leaders be faithful first, then citizens will respect the media and the nation. And this is Bikir Kwe Ding from Rain. Says we have three governments. We have SPLM, IG, SPLM, IO, and we have SOA. Where is the peace in South Sudan? So he says we don't need war in South Sudan again. And top Mark Dio from Bentiu says, do you think that the international community like IGAD will manage to bring this high tension between the two parties, SPLM, IG, SPLM, IO, to one table in this situation? Those were the SMS, from the listeners. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Good evening, Governor Joseph Shadara.
Good evening.
Yeah, you're talking to Jackson from Gumba.
Jackson, welcome.
Yeah, it is really, like, first of all, to greet the Honorable in the studio for the program today. Yeah, actually, according to what I have analyzed, and specifically the problem of our country or the people within this country, all of us, it is this, because the reason why we are failing all the times, why all our problems are there always, it is because everyone, though whether it is a government official or not the government official, everyone wanted to make himself or herself that someone who knows what is called politics in this country and what is called leadership in this country. But leadership, we cannot just take it by force that me, as like Jackson, I cannot just make myself to be as a leader. In a way, that will cause to people suffering. Like what is happening in this country, it is not all about that we don't know what is taking on. We know, all of us know it, and we know all the suffering that is going through this country. It is our problem. So that's one of the things that the Honorable mentioned, that it is never too late to do the right things. And we are still going to have that hope that God, when God is already going to satisfied with our suffering, I think this country will change. That's what I want to share. Thank you.
And also, let me have this SMS from... he say he sees this is Peter Gatkoth Thiran from Bentiu. He says he sees no respect of civilians to their government, and no respect of government to its civilians. Something like it is a puzzle or something, an egg and chicken thing. Hello.
Hello, marhab, Governor Chedar.
Marhaba.
I'm very happy for that one you are talking about. أول حاجة أنا داهر أشكر الرجل honorable who is talking about how we can keep this thing in the right way. The man is talking to you, I think that I'm of the first people who created this movement before John Garang, before 1976.
Who is talking now?
We created ourselves as the people of South Sudan.
Yes.
My name, Anyar Madut Akich, from Mawil.
Welcome, Anyar. Welcome.
We are, nahna kuna fi dol al Arabiya. In 1974, 1976, we sit together with the people from Afanal, people from Katoria, people from Barkzal. We unite and we do look for the way how we can persuade the good thing for our people. During of that time, the Ungarang was military, we are afraid from them. We don't know that it one day will be our leader. You are with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Just time, yeah.
Okay. So the only thing what we done, maybe me with Alfred Taban, the late one, okay? جمال عبد الله كان كوميشنر بتاع البنك بتاع جنوب السودان. Is my group. We are together with all as a unity. So the government, what I was thinking, when John Garang come, we unite with John Garang, we were together.
Yeah.
We support him according to the system, what we want.
Yeah.
From now, what I could say, the first thing where we are afforded to do it, it is a conference between all the Southern Sudan. Before we get our everything to make conference, to let our people who are in abroad from America, from what, they will come. We join together and we make the law. نعمل نظام بتاع الحكومة. كيف هي حكومة يكون كيف؟ وإيه إنسان يعرف نفسه هو قاعد وين؟
فأنا
حكومة ده هم ماشي بتاع جيش وجيش ولو ما لقيت سلطة انت بتخد الغابة وتجي تقتل المواطنين وخلي او نحن كده نشوف موضوع بتاع السودان بقى كيف اسا
شكرا
دايرين نعمله في جنوب السودان
شكرا انكل انيار and we will speak to you more يعني في الفترات الجاية هنتكلم معك ولأنه انت عندك خبرة وان شاء الله هنتصل عليك ونتكلم معك اكثر في الفترات الجاية شكرا لك كثير عمنا أنيار
أنا اسمي أنيار سعودي ملقب بسعودي
شكرا أنا شكرا أنا
I thank you very much
شكرا أشيل we are left with 3 minutes to conclude we have been caught up with time so that you take all the questions and you make your final remarks or final appeal on this program
نبدا بموضوع بأمان أنيار كلام صح المؤتمر ده مؤتمر نبدا بمؤتمر بتاع السلاطين زي مؤتمر بتاع 1947 في جوبا هنا ممكن نعمله وده سهل نجيب من مسلم تاع كاونتيز من كل كاونتي نجيب زول يجي في الإقليم ثلاثة يجي في ولاية يجي في ثلاثة أقاليم ونجيبهم في جبهة ونرجع بهم تحت كده لخط الواصل
طيب ما كانوا قاعدين في ناشونال دايلوج
سلاطين ما قاعدين في ناشونال دايلوج سلاطين ما قاعدين في ناشونال
اوكي
اي وينت تو ناشونال دايلوج في ناشونال دايلوج قاعدين وبعدين شنو ما عندهم مجموعة بتوعهم عشان يناقشوا مع بعض هم المفروض يناقشوا
سو يوتي داير هسه هم
يقعدوا برام يقعدوا برام عشان هما يا مسؤولين الدولة بتاع استاتو كاستمري ستيت لسه قاعد الدولة بتاع الدستور غايب عشان كده انيار بقول نحن نعمل قانون القانون نعمل ده الدستور وياده ارتكل 6 مكتوب ده يعمله كيف حتى قانون بتاع ارتكل 6 قانون بتاع شنو بتاع الدستور بيعمله كيف طلع فانا نقول للشعب السودان يا فتجوا القانون ده خليه يترجم لكم باللغات بتاعكم مكتوب بانجليزي خليه يترجم بعربي وخليه يكون يخش في راديو ذاته
نعم رسالتك شنو؟
رسالتي انه التسهيل هسا لازم قانون بتاع الدستور يكون في راديو ولازم نحن المجتمع العالمي ده يساعد مجتمع بتاع جنوب السودان الدولة بتاع كاستمري ستيت يقعدوا مع بعض عشان يلحق عشان ننتقل من كاستمري ستيت لستاتوري ستيت ما نركز على الأحزاب المتحاربة ما ممكن
نعم
ده هو رسالة بتاعه
شكرا كثير أستاذ أشيل ماليت بانغول and the conclusion from this discussion is that the people of South Sudan through their traditional authorities and traditional leaders should be facilitated and supported and given a space so that they have a voice
and they come up with the constitution and then they ask the political parties opportunity to compete over the ballot box but we cannot prevent the power undermine the power of a state of South Sudan and then give the warring parties power to negotiate and to fight and recognize and we have JAMEC monitoring whether they are fighting enough or they are not fighting enough. What is this?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that is the end of today's Nationwide Discussion Hour on Radio Mirai with me, Gabriel Shadar, and all the best.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Mirai.